Good morning.
And how's the Holden Commodore ZB shaping up at the moment?
Yeah, really good, mate. I'm just wrapped to be back. Been out of the main championship for a couple of years now, and to be back in the series with Premier Racing, an all-new team for 2022. It's exciting. We've obviously had our first round already at Sydney Motorsport Park a couple of weeks ago. We had our little challenges, like any new team would, but we've got a really good base to build from, so we're all looking forward to getting to Simmons Plains.
Flooding that's been going on in Queensland and also New South Wales, but over those few days, it wasn't as wet as expected, though.
No, it definitely rained consistently. I was there from the weekend before, and every day I woke up and opened the curtains and thought it had to be clear, and it just wasn't happening. So it made the weekend challenging. The conditions were forever changing, and thankfully we got the races run. You know, it was probably looking a bit touch and go there for a while, but
yeah.
Thankfully we got through the race weekend. We had some great racing, but obviously the sad part is just the people that were hit so much harsher with the flooding in New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah, it puts it all in perspective, Chris, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
But onward and upward now, and we're looking forward to Simmons Plains. It's one event that we truly look forward to annually, and it's one of our biggest events, if not the biggest event on our calendar. And you've had some success. You've been down here a few times and raced at Simmons.
Yeah, I love the track. I love the event. It's one that, it's up there on my list. And the reason for that is just because, like you've touched on, it gets great support, and that's for me anyway. That's what makes the event's fun. It's when there's so many fans and supporters there getting amongst it and supporting their teams or drivers, and it just creates that atmosphere that we enjoy. So I'm excited to come back. Last time I raced at Simmons Plains was 2018 in the Dunlop Super 2 Series, and we had probably one of our best rounds there in the GRM VF Commodore back then. So I'm looking forward to it, and we learned a lot from Sydney Motorsport Park. We had, as I mentioned, we had some challenges there. We've managed to rectify them, and we've learned a lot from the information and data that we gathered at that round. So we're excited, and we're looking to implement some of those learnings at Tassie, and hopefully we can definitely move up the field.
I think there's a lot of challenges in your game, and just harking back to what you're saying, last time you were at Simmons Plains was 2018. So in motorsport parlay, it's time to get back down here. And just two things, Chris. It's great to have the fans back at supercar racing again this year, but it's also a track that means that you're nice and close to all the action.
Exactly. It's a quick lap there, and a short lap, and that means everyone is condensed into a small area. And, you know, when you come out at turn two there and the hills just chockers with people, it sort of highlights how many people do know, but that's what, you know, that's what we like to see. As I said, there's some, I guess there's some events that sometimes, are out of the major centres, and people just really get behind them, and that's what I love. It's just seeing all the people there and supporting their drivers and teams, and you know, it's something that we haven't been able to enjoy enough over the last few years. So it's just exciting to be back in track and then welcoming our fans again.
Be careful of that hairpin there too. That can be a challenge.
It sure can. It's a great place to watch. I think I even make the effort occasionally to get down there and watch some of the support categories. But it's got to be one of the most iconic corners in Australian motorsport. It can't get any tighter than that. And it's funny because it's such a tight corner. You'd think it would limit its the lines and approaches that you could take through it. But ultimately, there are a lot of different lines there, and I think that particular corner is what, you know, makes that track what it is. It actually creates passing opportunities, and obviously with the way you attack that corner, and especially the way you exit that corner, determines whether you can pass or maybe be passed down that long back straight. So from my experience, it's a short, exciting lap, but it creates a lot of exciting racing.
Perry, you will be enjoying the experience again in your Holden Commodore ZB, and it is handling pretty well at this stage.
We've got a great partnership with Triple Eight Race Engineering. The cars have been prepared this season to a really high standard with their support as well. So we've got some great ingredients. Because we're a new team, we've got a lot of new people obviously working together. We started from scratch. And the exciting thing for me, I guess, was what we saw at the first round was just how good the vibe was within our team. Everyone's really hungry and chasing results. and putting a lot of hard work in behind the scenes. So we've got a good little group of people. Everyone's excited to be there, and we can only go forward.
Yes, doesn't it make a big difference when you've got a nice team around you?
100%. It's really, really important that, you've got people that love it, that are enthusiastic about it, and are results-driven. It's such a cutthroat sport. It's a little one percenters that make a difference, and when you've got the right people around you chasing those little gains here and there, it's not about coming up with one particular aspect or setup that's going to be so much better than everyone else's. It's just about getting all the little 1%ers done to the right standard, and that's the kind of people that we've got involved. So I think we've got a good base to build from.
The Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint, March 26, 27, Simmons Plains Raceway. You know what to do now. Grab your tickets at tickertech.com.au. And Chris, I really appreciate your time this morning on 7B Breakfast to tell us all about it. Best of luck for not only Simmons Plains, for the remainder of the Supercar Series in the Coca-Cola and Subway racing team. And that Holden Commodore ZB continues to hold up well. Chris Pether, thanks very much for your time, and go well.
Thanks a lot for having me. I look forward to seeing you right next weekend.